When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. Hey there, I said. Hey there for Chuck, too. Go ahead and say hey there, Chuck.
Hey there. That's our routine.
Let's start.
We're talking about routines today, and I think this is a good one, because it's like everyone knows routines are good for you, but it turns out routines are great for you.
You might even say they're great for you.
You might even say they're
Frosted Flakes is a routine.
You might even say they're crucial, and they are, because they're game changers for almost every part of your life you can think of: mental health, physical health, emotional health, safety and security for children. We'll get into all this, but a repeated healthy pattern of behaviors to focus on helps us when we're off the rails, and to solidify us when we feel unmoored. Mm-hmm. It helps buttress us when we feel solid.
Yeah.
There have been countless studies. I saw one from Tel Aviv University, but there's hundreds of studies of how routines and habits, and we'll get into the diff, basically help you reduce anxiety, help you calm yourself,
right,
and just put you on a good path in life.
Which makes sense, because what you're doing is creating something familiar that you can kind of bust out in times of uncertainty and give yourself familiarity, like a security blanket almost. So
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense. And there's a huge, routines are having a moment, you could say. They're big right now. And I think it's very appropriate that you use the word game changer, because that's the kind of attention it's getting right now. People use game changer are super into like figuring out routines and figuring out how they're
right,
like how to perfectly optimize them, how to make them as essential as possible. And there is some actual like research and science to this. But you said that there's a difference between habits and routines. I disagree. I know some people say, no, they're actually different. I think they're the exact same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of splitting hairs a bit. I found some stuff that said basically that, and we should thank, we got our sources from a lot of different places. Do you know some of them?
Yeah, Northwestern Med, Parenting, University of Iowa, Real Simple.
Yeah.
There's a post by a guy named Brad Stolberg. I can't remember what site, I'll have to look it up, but yes, go ahead.
Good stuff, though. But I did see it broken down as the difference is that a habit is associated with a cue, like the cue to wash your hands, mm-hmm, would be that you have just used the bathroom, mm-hmm, and handled your private parts.
Sure.
And that a routine exists without that cue. It's not dependent on that cue. But I'm kind of with you. It's sort of splitting hairs.
Yeah, I also think that routines are dependent on cues. I mean, we talk about them later, like if you have a workout routine in the morning, your cue is waking up in the morning and putting on your exercise clothes. That's a cue.
Right.
I don't think that they can exist without cues. Because if they existed without cues, you would just suddenly randomly start eating a healthy breakfast at like 3 a.m, even though you were just sleeping a second ago. You see what I'm saying?
So your cue is being awake.
Like you would basically, but you would just like, you would just randomly engage in your routines. They have to be, they're contingent upon some either time or place or something like that. There's cues,
okay,
with routines. And if a habit is something, a behavior that you do that's based on a cue, then it's the same thing as a routine.
All right, well, let's just move on and say great.
Great.
And talk more about routines and habits. One thing that they say is great about routines is that, and I guess the idea here is that you have a certain amount of willpower, and some people may have unlimited amounts, but I think the general person kind of taps out at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you've built a routine, you're not using that willpower of like, oh, I got to get up and I got to use my willpower to get up and go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a part of your routine and you do it without fail when you wake up, then you're sort of on autopilot and that willpower is reserved for other things later.
Yeah, it's just one less decision you have to make, which allows you to suffer or put off the inevitable decision fatigue you're going to reach later on in the day, right?
Yeah, and I think decision fatigue is a real thing. They've proven that. So they say one thing to help out with routines is to cut down literally on just the decision-making process.
Right.
Like if you get super stressed in the morning picking out your outfit for work, just like get rid of some stuff and narrow it down to like five or six things that you can wear.
Yeah, just wear all black like that one
like
lady from Thanos.
Right.
Or no. What was the name of that company?
I don't know what you're talking about. Thanos.
The Dropout? Elizabeth something?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Theranos?
Something like that.
Yeah. She wore all black, and I think it was because she idolized Steve Jobs. But I think Steve Jobs wore all black because it was just, you didn't need to decide. You just put on the black clothes.
I think that's
and it
the
didn't
deal.
Matter to Steve Jobs. He had other things to think about.
All right, let's take a break. We'll talk about how to establish routines. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So to establish a routine, it's the same thing as establishing a habit, because they're the same things. And that is that you basically figure out what you need to do, what you want to do, and you do it multiple times over and over. And there's all sorts of different studies about how many times it takes to make a habit or a routine stick. But there are definitely things that you can do to help the whole thing along. And one of them is that you can create cues for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like you can, I can't remember which,
like waking up.
Which source this came from. But they said, okay, let's say you want to be a writer and you want to write more. Well, a good way to set up a routine would be to take your laptop to the same place every day.
This was order. Me.
Oh, it was you. Okay.
Yeah.
So this was a great idea, Chuck.
Thanks.
Take your laptop to the same place every day. You take the same lunch with you every day or in the same like lunch container or something like that. And you set up these cues. I think they're called affordances, objects and surroundings that help cue your routine. And as you build this up and you start to make these associations in your mind, your routine will become more and more habitual.
Yeah. And they've done research that says that pairing things together like this just makes for a stronger attempt at a routine. Like you said, maybe doing the same thing every day or whatever, especially if it's productive, because your body and your mind then say, hey, wait a minute, I got so much good writing done yesterday because I packed my turkey sandwich in a lunchbox and went to this part of the park to sit under that tree at noon with my laptop in my blue book bag, and I'm going to, that worked today, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then it's almost like tricking yourself in a way.
Yeah. It is. It's like you're setting yourself up to eventually become like Reggie Jackson when he's activated in The Naked Gun and goes to kill the queen.
Must kill Nordberg.
He didn't even think about it. He just did it because of the routine that was programmed in it, albeit without his knowledge, because Reggie Jackson would never hurt anybody.
Sure.
But, you know, it was still virtually the same thing.
Yeah. And I think another good thing to remember is that everyone's different. And some people, like, you got to know yourself. Some people function great in the morning. Some people function much better in the evening and at night. It seems like the middle of the day, no one does that great.
Right.
Because research has kind of shown that we have different chronotypes, and we are either larks or owls in general. I'm sure there are people out there that break this mold. But to, like, know your body and know, like, hey, some people know they're much better at like that morning workout, or they would much rather go after work that evening, and setting yourself up for that success is key.
Yeah. And that's kind of part of a warning that Brad Stolberg gave. By the way, the site's called The Growth Equation, but he was basically saying like, don't go and research routines and then try to make the routine, make your life fit the routine.
Right.
Figure out how that routine's going to fit your life, depending on when you're most active or when you're most productive or whatever. Like he said, basically, if you're trying to sell a routine that works for you to other people, you're going to run into a problem because not everybody's like anybody else, and routines need to adapt to the person. You know, you need to make your routine work for you. If you find yourself working for your routine, you're a sucker.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people out there right now that sell their ideas for routines, and they're like, shut up, Josh.
Those are the people who say game changer.
Right. And influencer and disruptor and all those other words. Kids and routines. I included this bit because it's just something that's become really evident to me as a parent.
Well, it's so important too. I mean, like, routines are important for adults, but man, they are essential for kids.
Essential for kids. Extra, extra essential for any kid with any kind of neurodiversity. They talk about routines just being critical. Kids love surprises when it's ice cream. Kids don't love surprises when it's, hey, you're not going to school today because, well, they probably love that. That's probably not a great example. But a routine that's disruptive, it helps give the parent a sense of control in that power struggle.
Parents love control over kids.
It's crucial to get anything done.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you know, once that routine becomes established, in theory, it takes away some of that battle. So if the routine is at the end of every night, you got to get the bathtub, you got to brush your teeth, got to use the bathroom, put on your jammies, and go to bed. That's the routine, and it's not questioned. You do that because your body has to be clean. Your body has to be healthy. It's not up for debate. That stuff is still going to happen, but you're way better at having success there than if you're like, let's just try this a couple of nights a week and see how it goes.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Yeah, you're still going to get pushback from time to time, but it's probably one time out of 10 instead of 9 times out of 10.
Or it may be 10 times out of 10, but the battle is just easier won.
Oh, really? Because you're like, it's the routine. Sorry, can't do anything about it.
Yeah,
out of my hands.
I'm just speaking from the parent of a strong-willed child. It's just very rare that Ruby's just like, great, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah, but we
Does
can...
Does she say, like, why?
No, she doesn't question why. Oh. And we've gotten pretty good at stomping her into submission.
Did that come from Parenting Magazine?
It did. Dr. Spock.
So one of the things that you do want to remember with routines, whether it's a routine for your kid, it's a routine for you, you want to mix it up from time to time because your brain is very, very lazy. And that's why routines work. Our brains love shortcuts. Our brains love to not have to think about something. They want to think about something else or think about nothing at all, go into default network mode.
Right.
The thing is when that happens, it actually has eventual impacts on your emotions. You feel boring. You feel like you're in a rut. You feel like your life is dull. And so routines take maintenance, strangely. to make them as effective as possible. And you also have to keep in mind what's coming down the pike. Like, for example, one of the best ways to completely run a routine off the rails is to go on vacation. If you know you're going to go on vacation, you want to have a contingency plan for either carrying your routine into vacation, which is not crazy. Like, it's actually kind of healthy. Or if you're like, nope, vacation's vacation from everything, including routines, to have a plan to get back into your routine very quickly after you return. So several days don't go by, because with each day that passes, it makes it harder and harder to get back into that routine.
Yeah, and be smart about mixing up your routine. It doesn't mean if you've got a great workout plan that you completely change what you're doing. It could just be like, I'm going to wear a completely different outfit than I normally do. Or if it's my creative writing thing, I'm going to pack a different lunch in a different container. Just little things like that can move your brain in a better direction if you find yourself sort of on autopilot. Speaking of kids again, you know, my daughter she's a kid that says out loud, like, I hate my same routine. Like, I get bored doing the same stuff. Like, routines are great for kids, but a little thing like taking a different route to school can make a big difference. Like, just little changes like that.
Plus, also, if you're afraid of being kidnapped, you should definitely take different routes all the time, too. That's another good reason to mix up your routine.
Absolutely.
There's one more thing that you should mix up as far as routines go, and that is a workout routine, an exercise routine. For one, you can really overdo your muscles if you're working out the same groups over and over again. So you
got to have legs day.
For sure. And then the other thing about it is you can actually like jumpstart all sorts of different things in your body, positive things, by changing up your exercise routine. Because again, your body gets used to it, finds shortcuts, and you just don't get as much out of the same workout over and over again.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Chuck, I'm going to go make a new routine. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to figure it out and do it. And I'll report back to you on it.
Yeah. What's funny is we have our work routine that's very pretty much ingrained. And I am guilty of, like, when you've suggested different things, that I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, I'm
with
you.
Please don't change this.
I know what you mean. I feel very similar.
Yeah, I just
said that. I haven't said that in years.
That you feel similar as me?
No, that like we should change up our work routine.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
Oh, sorry. Chuck said good stuff, everybody. That's the cue for our routine, which means short stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.